We're doing Gemara Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Daf Tesam and Beis. We read through a few lines here, just to familiarize ourselves with this Gemara, and we're going to start again. Tesam and Beis, top of the page. Tanu Rabanan, we have the following braisa. The pasuk says, Yoveli tiyeh lachem, v'shavtem ish el achuzato, v'ish el mishpachto tashuvu. And at this point, we have to stop our learning, and we all have to get chumashim. Those are those books that put together all the verses that are quoted in the Talmud. All the verses. Now that's a Tanakh. No, so you need Tanakhs at this point. Guys. You need Tanakhs. It's a good book. Gone.
Very helpful in learning Gemara.
Yeah, right. I hear. Okay. So that you have one? Okay.
Thank you.
Do you know where to return this to? Okay. The Yikra Perek Chafei. The Christians call this the 25th chapter. We Jews say it is the book of the Yikra in Parshas Behar, where we have the halachas of Shemitah and Yovel. And the Torah says in Rishon of Parshas Behar, by the Christian count, it is the 25th chapter, the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, Pasuk, and 12th. So, So the Torah tells us, you shall count Sheva, we're in Pasuk Ches, Shabbatot Shanim, 7 sets of 7 years, Sheva Shanim, Sheva Pamim. You're going to count 7 years, 7 times. So these 7 sets of 7 will come out to 49 years. Now this Pasuk seems to be repeating the same concept 3 times, so the Talmud will expand on this, what we'll derive from each word here. Ve'ha'avarta, Pasuk Tes. Vayikra Chafei Tes. So when we hit the Yovel year, the Torah tells us, Ve'ha'avarta Chafei Tes. Ve'ha'avarta Shofar Tu'ah B'chodesh HaShvi'i B'Asor LaChodesh B'Yom HaKippurim Tabiru Shofar B'Chol Ha'atzchem. On the 10th of that 7th month, meaning the 10th of Tishrei, Yom Kippur, you will blow shofar throughout the land. Remember this, because later on, the Gemara will describe that all the laws of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah are synonymous with the Yovel blowing shofar, and some things we derive from Yovel to Rosh Hashanah, some things from Rosh Hashanah to Yovel. Ve'kidashtem, and you will sanctify Shnat HaChamishim Shana, so you won't do work on the land. Ukratem Deror Ba'aretz Lechol Yoshveh, and you will call freedom out throughout the land for all its inhabitants. Yoveli, it is a jubilee year. Tiyelachem, it will be to you. V'shavtem ishel achuzato v'ishel mishpachto toshuvu. Each person returns to his plot of land. Each person returns to his family. Meaning the lands go back to their original owner and the slaves go back to their original families. Yoveli, it is a jubilee year. Shnat ha-chamishim shanat tiyelachem. This 50th year will be to you. Lo tizra'u, you shall not plant. Ve'lo tiktzut zifichea, don't harvest anything that grows on its own. Ve'lo tiktzut nizira'a, nor should you take the grapes that grow on their own. Ki yoveli, for it is a jubilee year, kodesh tielachem, it will be holy to you. Min asadet ochlu tvata, you'll eat the crops off the field. Mishnat ha-yovel hazeh tashuv ishel achuzato. On this jubilee year, everyone goes back to their lot, and obviously the psukim seem to be repeating the same concept over and over and over again. Now, Chazal are now going to focus in this Amud on what makes Yovel tick. Meaning, what are the critical aspects that will make it into a Yovel year that's forbidden from planting and harvesting, and that's relevant to us today, because a lot of these things aren't applicable today. We don't blow shofar, We don't let the slaves go. We don't let the fields go back. And the reason is we don't have the land divided into the tribes. Okay, do we have to stop harvesting? Do we have to stop planting? So the Gemara here is going to discuss why the Pasuk repeats, Yoveli tiyeh lachim. Pasuk Yud. It says, you will sanctify this 50th year, call out freedom for everyone. Yoveli tiyeh lachim. It is a jubilee year, that's what it will be to you. Now, the Pasuk already said, you will blow shofar and sanctify the year and call out freedom. So why does it repeat? It is a jubilee year. That's superfluous. It's coming to teach us something. It's a drasha. Yoveli is coming to tell me it will be a jubilee year regardless. Even if you didn't do all the aforementioned details, you didn't blow shofar, you didn't let the slaves go free, if you didn't do all of these, okay, is it Yovel or not? So says the Braisa. Yoveli, the Pasuk came and reinstated, it is a jubilee year, even though people did not let the lands go back to their original owners. Even though they didn't blow shofar, the previous pasuk said blow shofar and let the land go free. Now the pasuk reinstates it is a yovel year to tell me, well, even if you didn't do all that, it's still yovel. Yachol afal pi shelo shalchu, I might think that the yovel takes effect even if people did not let their slaves go free. Talmud lomar hi. That's why the pasuk says it is yovel, meaning there's one point which is the critical point that yovel is contingent on, and if you didn't do that, then there is no yovel, which means that throughout the period of the first temple they didn't have yovel because no one was letting their slaves go. So yovel is contingent on letting the slaves go. If you didn't let your slaves go, if the people of Israel did not let their slaves go, then the whole year is not prohibited from, it's not yovel. End of story. This is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yossi Yomir, Rabbi Yossi says, Yovel hi. The Pasuk says, it is Yovel. Afal pi shelo shamtu, even though they didn't let go of their loans. Let the land go back to its original owner. Afal pi shelo shalchu, even though they didn't let the slaves go free. Yachol afal pi shelo taku, you think it's a Yovel even if they don't blow shofar? Talmud lomar hi. That's why the Pasuk says, it is a Yovel. There's one point which is critical, and that is the blowing of the shofar according to Rabbi Yossi, which would mean that throughout the period of the first temple they did have yovel, at least in this respect, they blew shofar and they were forbidden from dealing with the land. So
but
now
the dealt with the land, it's still okay as long as they blow the shofar.
No
the question, it's still yovel as long as they're
still yovel, right? They're doing a prohibition.
Does it mean that the count is not, like, if we change, like, we start the count over again?
That's an excellent question. It doesn't seem to be that, no.
It is the Yovel, we just don't celebrate as Yovel.
Seems that way, yeah.
You need the majority of slaves set free, or?
Good question, doesn't say. V'chi me'achar she'mikah achat marbeh u'mikah achat mamit. So the Gemara now says, you have one pasuk that tells you, it's Yovel, regardless of whether you did what you had to do. It's marbeh. It's coming to tell you it's Yovel regardless. And then you have the he, which is indicating that it's mamit. It's telling you, well, there is something that's contingent. Mipnei ma ni omer yovel hi, or yovel, afal pi shelo shalchu. Why would I say it's yovel, even though they didn't let the slaves go free? Ve'en yovel elayin ken taku. But I'm saying it's not yovel if they didn't blow the shofar. How do you know to derive it that way? Lefi she'efshar lo'olam ve'lo shiluach avadim. Because the world can exist without the slaves being set free, because sometimes there are no Eved Ivri to set free. We've had a thousand years now where there was no Eved Ivri to set free in the Yovel. So the Yovel can't be contingent on something that doesn't have to exist in the world. Maybe there's no Hebrew slave to set free. So that can't be a stick point for Yovel. Ve'iv shalolam belot kiat shofar. But there's no way that there won't be a shofar in the world. So here you see, God won't let the shofar animals go extinct. Impossible that you won't have a shofar. You might not have it in Israel, but the world's going to have a shofar somewhere. So the world might not have a Hebrew slave anywhere. But it will always have a shofar. So if we're going to choose which one is going to be the stick point for Yovel, we're going to take the one that's still around. Clear? Davar acher. Another understanding. Zom isur al beti. Blowing the shofar is in Beis Din's control. The zoinam isur al beti, and letting the slaves go free is not in Beis Din's control. You see, the Navi Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu, was wailing, let the slaves go free or God will destroy the land. And he couldn't enforce it. They all listened. They all said, it's a good idea. They let their slaves go free. And then they said, wait a second, it's not good for business. This isn't going to work. And then they went and recaptured their slaves. Didn't work. That's Haftar of Behar. The Haftar of that parasha is how historically we did not live up to this mitzvah. Not allowed to take away a person's freedom. Not allowed to make a person do work for you. Isn't that kidnapping? Isn't that lo sig novo?
They're over there.
Okay, fine. My davar acher. The Gemara says, what's the alternate shot doing here? You might tell me, what do you mean? Somewhere, not here, in Yemen, somewhere there are Jews that own an Eved Ivri, and they're going to let that Eved Ivri go free on Yovel. So I'll tell you, okay, you don't like that logic, I'll tell you a different logic. The reason I'll derive it this way is because it's logical that the Torah will make Yovel contingent on something that the courts control, and not on something that the courts do not control. So that's the brisa and the explanation till here. So Rabbi Yossi, I understand. He explained his reasoning. But what's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? Amarka, the pasuk says, ukratem dero ba'aretz. What does the pasuk say? You will call out freedom in the land. And then says, Yoveli, that's pasuk yod. Ukratem dero ba'aretz lechol yoshvei, Yoveli. Bekasavav, so Rabbi Yehuda holds mikra nidrash lefanav. When a pasuk says a miyut, when it says yovel he, it goes on what was directly previously stated. Velo lifnei fanav, and you can't go two details back. Meaning, if the pasuk is going to tell me there's one point that's critical, I'm going to assume it's the last mentioned point. You want to tell me it's a point you mentioned 2 points ago? That's called mikra nidrash lifnei fanav. You want to darshan something and say, he was referring to something he said 2 points ago. That's something we don't do. Where does it say blowing shofar in the previous pasuk? Taviru shofar. You will blow shofar. Then it says you will sanctify the year and make it a year of freedom. Well, you don't darshan a pasuk going 2 points back. Clear? You don't go back two details. Meaning, if I'm going to say this miut, it is it, but what's it going on? What I just mentioned, not what I mentioned a pasuk earlier. I gave you a detail. Is that the detail that's critical? Well, if I'm saying one point is critical now, then I mean what I just said. That's a machlokas in it throughout Chas. Mikan nidrash lefanav and mikan nidrash lefnei fanav.
What do you mean that it was 2 points back? Blowing shofar was 2 points back?
Yeah. It said, Taviru shofar b'chol ha'atzichem in pasuk tes. Then in pasuk yod it says, Ukratem dero, you will declare freedom, Yovel hi. It is a year of freedom. It is the Jubilee year. It's coming to tell me it. Something makes it that Jubilee year. Which point? What I just mentioned, calling out freedom for the slaves, or what I mentioned previously, blowing shofar? So he says, Mikani Vash Lefanav, a pasuk is darshan directly previously. Clear, guys? This is the concept you'll encounter throughout the Shas.
And it's machloket?
Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda holds Mikani Vash Lefanav, lo lifnei fanav. And Rabbi Yossi over here obviously says, Mikani Vash Lefanav. So De Kuli Alma. Everyone seems to agree that dro is a term of freedom. Where do you see that? Ditanya, we have the following braisa. The word dro indicates freedom. How does dro, how does that term come to mean freedom? Like someone who lives in every hotel he feels like it. kimidayo, like someone who lives bei daira, in a, anywhere he wants to live, in any hotel he wants. Umavid sfora bechol medina. He's a traveling salesman, and he's taking his sales to different countries, and every time he's camping out somewhere else, he's a free bird. Every time he's camping somewhere else. So that's dror, kimidayo bei daira. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Zod Dibrei Rav Yehuda v'Rav Yossi. What we just saw in the Brisa are the opinions of Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. Aval Chachamim Omrim, but Chachamim, they don't agree with both of them. They have a totally different opinion. They hold Shloshtan Me'akvot Bo. All three points are critical. The letting the lands go back to their original owner, the blowing of Shofar, and the letting the slaves go free. You got to have all three in order for it to be prohibited to harvest and to plant that year, for Yovel to take effect. Kasavrei, because Chachamim hold, Nidrash Lefanav, the Pasuk, the He, is learned that it goes back on what we just mentioned. Velifnei Fanav, and what we mentioned 2 points earlier. Vilacharav, and the point that we mentioned directly afterwards. Veshatem Yishel Achuzato, that everyone goes back to their own property.
All from the word
He. He, yeah. So the Gemara says, wait a second. The active Yovel. But you said the word Yovel indicates that it's going to be Yovel even if you didn't do something. And now you're telling me you have to do everything in order for it to be Yovel. So what is the Yovel teaching me? That's coming to teach you even in Chutz Laaretz it's Yovel. The active Baaretz, but it says it's Yovel in the land. Answer, Hahu, that pasuk is coming to teach me. When the slaves are set free in Israel, then the slaves are set free in Chutz La'aretz. But when it doesn't take effect in Israel, it does not take effect in Chutz La'aretz. Well, 1 second, let's just summarize what we saw here. We saw Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that says that Yovel only takes effect if people let the slaves go free. Rav Yossi said only if they blew shofar. Chachamim said only if they did both those points plus let the lands go back to their original owner. The word Yovel, according to Chachamim, teaches me that when Yovel takes effect in Israel, it also takes effect in Chutz La'aretz. And the machlokas review, the Rav Yossi and Chachamim is, do we say, Mikra Nidrash Lefanav, the drash of a pasuk goes on what was directly mentioned before it. Lifnei fanav, it could also go on what was mentioned 2 points before it, or those two plus lacharav, the point that's mentioned directly after it. Yes.
If we pass according to one of them, does that mean that we always hold that it's lifnei?
Not necessarily. No.
Why not?
Because sometimes the Talmud accepts something and not the svaras behind it. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. You have to see why we pass in that way. You can't just say it as a blanket statement.
It seems like the reason is because we hold.